Chapter 4. Stolen Goods. Sylvia, a severely schizophrenic patient, had undergone a hip replacement on her left hip. The previous year, her right hip had been replaced. Knowing how paranoid she could be, we had to be very careful. I remember I tied her house coat. I was standing behind her wheelchair to avoid getting close to her, but she still complained to the head nurse that I shouldn't have tied her house coat behind her back. The head nurse warned me to be careful, since Sylvia could make up any story. From then on, I said, "Sylvia, you can tie your own house coat. You don't need my help any more for this." Once she was up and about with her walker, she wanted to dress up more decently, she said. One afternoon, she went missing. We notified the police. It was easy to identify her since she needed her walker to get around. We got a call from a big warehouse. Sylvia was stealing clothes. She said she needed a skirt and a blouse and nice jacket. They let her keep the clothing, seeing the state she was in. A few days later, she was back at the same store. She needed a pair of better-fitting shoes, she told them. The sales lady said, "Those shoes seem to be okay." "No, they are not fashionable," came the response. The supervisor phoned the police, who brought Sylvia back. One time she talked about being suicidal. Because of her paranoia, I sat outside her room and peeked in every few moments. She liked the idea of my talking from a distance. "Guess what?" she told the psychiatrists. "A real gentleman is looking after me." She was finally able to go home. Prior to this, she was collecting soap bars, paper towels, washcloth towels, and the like. I thought she was cleaning up her room. She showed no hesitation about taking these things. All of a sudden, she took off, taking the walker with her. I am sure if I would have seen her before she left and questioned her about taking all these items, she would have said, "Mind your own business. I need them all." About a year later, I saw her downtown with the famous walker, still banging it on the pavement as if she'd had her operation only a week ago. The hospital loses dozens of wheelchairs and walkers every year, like stores lose shopping carts. One time, I came to work and saw a young man in a brand new wheelchair that had been donated to our ward. I said, "What are you doing with our wheelchair?" "Taking it home," he said. "But this was just bought for us for $2,000, I said. "No kidding," he said. "No kidding," I replied. "Can you stand up?" "Sure," he replied. I took the wheelchair and said, "Have a nice walk home. You are lucky I don't call the police. Don't let it happen again." "I am sorry," he said. Nursing staff have a bad habit of borrowing wheelchairs and stretchers from other wards and then not always returning them. And then they wonder what happened to their wheelchairs at the end of the year. It would be a wise idea to have a book where staff could sign out equipment and make a note which floor it is being taken to. The nurse's aides could trace these wheelchairs and stretchers once a week. Everyone should keep track of them. It may not completely eliminate the loss, but reduce it to a certain extent. Those aren't the only items which are stolen from the hospitals. At the previous hospital where I worked, some people would steal bed sheets. At least, they brought the soiled ones back for laundry. They not only had fresh bed sheets, but free laundry as well.